I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, 104.3 Jams. And so we want to know Wednesday. We want to know, how do you handle overbearing or intrusive parents or in-laws? And Jen got a story to tell you.
Tell the story, Jen. Okay, so first of all, I'm an only child. So there's a lot of emphasis on me, okay, from my parents. So my mom texts me a lot during the day, and my dad, sometimes he can stay the whole day in my house.
So he pops over uninvited.
A lot of the times, but sometimes, you know.
Tell a story, Jen. Stop sugarcoating.
Okay, I'll stop. So this one day, I haven't seen my dad in a while because we've been sick of my fam. And I was like, you can come over this day, but between 2 to 4 p.m.
And why is that?
And I set a time limit just so he doesn't, because my husband likes to come home from work and just chill. He doesn't like when uninvited visitors are over, or, you know, your in-laws, because sometimes you just want to hang and be you. And not entertain is what you said. Your husband doesn't feel like entertaining, and I shouldn't take it personally.
That's right.
Right? So I set a time limit.
Your father come over and stay all damn day.
So dad comes over, right? He comes at 2, 4 o'clock rolls around. And I was like, yeah, dad, so it's 4 o'clock. And he's like, yeah, what's your point? You got something to do?
No, it's when you're supposed to leave.
And I love my dad so much. I didn't have the heart to be like, well, you know, like, my husband's going to be home soon. I got to get dinner. So, you know, you got to pop out. You've been here for a few hours. So I was like, well, I got some errands to do. And my dad's like, oh, okay, well, I'll help you get the boys get ready. He still didn't leave.
Lucky he didn't say, I'll go with you.
I had no errands, right? So we're putting the coats on the kids. The kids are excited. They're like, where are we going? We go in the, so I say bye to my dad in the lobby. I'm like, okay, bye, dad. Have a great day. And I put the kids in the car. And they're like, where are we going, mom? I'm like, we're just taking a drive down the block. Right. So we went all around the block.
We
went right back in the house. That's the terrible. Kids were so mad at me. I know, because I know that's terrible. But I love my dad so much, I didn't have the heart to be like...
I had to tell my wife to stop, to tell my mother-in-law, who lives with us, to stop saying things to me like, oh, you going out again? That ain't your business.
Do you tell her that, though?
I let my wife handle it. I said, because if I handle it, it's going to turn into an argument.
No, I know your wife is sweet.
Who put this hat on the table? I did. Oh, you're supposed to put hats on the table. It's my table in my house. I did say that to her.
I think culturally, it's a level of respect, right?
You go upstairs.
Right?
This is my house.
For me, culturally, it's like, okay, culturally, like, I love my parents. I don't want to say anything to offend them or disrespect them. And then also, I grew up, you know, in a home where it's like, you know, come over whenever, stay for dinner.
No, it's not. Your husband don't want your father at his house all the damn time. Go home. Go do something. Go to Senior Citizens. Go watch a play. There's a movie. Go to the library. Go to the Shedd Aquarium. Go skating. Go do something.
It's different when you're an only child, okay? It's different when you're an only child, okay?
No, it's not.
My husband
no,
is one of
no,
four.
It's not. It doesn't matter. He's being intrusive.
So mind you,
he should respect the boundaries. That your husband's the man of the house, he should respect those boundaries and not come over there whenever he wants to uninvited. No, that's being intrusive.
I would have let my dad stay, but it was Valentine's Day when this happened.
Doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
I didn't want to cause a fight and ruin my Valentine's Day over it. So that's why I had to fib and go around the block acting like I went to Walgreens.
Nah, kid. 312-729-1043. What do you do about overbearing or intrusive parents or in-laws, folks? 312-729-1043. We got tickets to see Set It Off live at the Erie Crown Theater for the person that comes up with the best solution to this problem. 312-729-1043. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.